grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with us all. Amen. From the Gospel for this Sunday, the 22nd chapter of Matthew, the 34th through the 36th verses, and the 41st and 42nd verses. But when the Pharisees heard that Jesus had silenced the Sadducees, they gathered together, and one of them, a lawyer, asked him a question, saying, "Which is the great commandment in the law?" Now, while the Pharisees were gathered together, Jesus asked them a question, saying, "What do you think about the Christ? Whose son is he?" They said to him, "The son of David." He said to them, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'?" And from the 110th Psalm, the first and the fourth verses, "The Lord says to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I make your enemies your footstool. The Lord has sworn and will not change his mind. You are a priest forever after the order of Melchizedek." To be a Christian is primarily a matter of being loved. Only then is it a matter of loving. Now, you've heard me say that so many times that you are perhaps tired of hearing it. But I can think of no better summary of the teaching of the gospel read on this Lord's Day. To be a Christian is primarily a matter of being loved. Only then is it a matter of loving. St. John, the great apostle of love, puts this with wonderful clarity and simplicity when he writes, "We love because he first loved us." When a Pharisee who was a lawyer, and lawyer here means a teacher of the law of God, when he asked Jesus, "Which is the great commandment in the law?" Jesus replies, "You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart and with all your soul and with all your mind. This is the great and first commandment, and the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets." When Jesus speaks of all the law and the prophets, he means the entire Old Testament scriptures. Everything God revealed through those who spoke his word before the coming of Christ. Yes, according to our Lord, the whole Old Testament depends on these two commandments. You shall love the Lord your God. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. But if we know the Old Testament scriptures at all, we know that much of what we find there is an unspeakably sad record of disobedience to these two commandments, and of how God's ancient chosen people experienced again and again the terrible consequences of their disobedience, the judgment and the wrath of the Lord God, whose commandments they repeatedly despised in thought and word and deed. It is an extremely sad and dreary story. Much the same is the entire story of the whole world, fallen and broken in sin and subject to death and the powers of darkness. Yes, all the law and the prophets, the scriptures of the Old Testament, depend on these two commandments. You shall love the Lord your God. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And all the law and the prophets, all the scriptures of the Old Testament, are a record of utter failure to fulfill that twofold commandment of love. But so it has been from the very beginning of the human story, and so it continues to this very day. We live with the terrible consequences of all that. Can anyone doubt that this is so? But in the question Jesus puts to the Pharisees, we see the way of deliverance and of new life. When Jesus asks, "What do you think of the Christ? Whose son is he?" The Pharisees correctly answer, "The son of David." But then Jesus responds with a question which points to the mystery of who he is. In this question, Jesus quotes verbatim the opening words of the 110th Psalm, which is the psalm that is quoted more frequently than any other in the New Testament scriptures, Psalm of David. Jesus says, "How is it then that David in the Spirit calls him Lord, saying, 'The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet'?" If David calls him Lord, how is he his son? David calls him Lord. How is he his son? Here Jesus teaches the Pharisees. He teaches us. The Christ is not only the descendant of David, but also the Lord who from all eternity is God, through whom all things were made. And when the psalmist says, "The Lord said to my Lord, sit at my right hand until I put your enemies under your feet," the psalmist is speaking prophetically of Christ's victory over all his foes, sin and death and all the powers of evil. The psalmist also speaks wonderfully of this victorious king as being also a priest forever, after the order of Melchizedek. Melchizedek, who was the priest king of Salem, who met the patriarch Abraham. Melchizedek, who, as we find written in the Epistle to the Hebrews, is without father or mother or genealogy, having neither beginning of days nor end of life, but resembling the Son of God, continues a priest forever. The eternal Son of God, the King Eternal, is also the eternal High Priest, who, offering himself on the altar of the cross, wins the victory who rises from the dead, ascends into heaven, and there, as our eternal high priest, forever lives to make intercession for us. To be a Christian is primarily a matter of being loved. Only then is it a matter of loving. To be a Christian is primarily a matter of being loved by Christ Jesus, the eternal Son of God, our Lord, our eternal High Priest. To be a Christian is also, most certainly, a matter of loving. Because, Christianly understood, this life is a school of love. Christianly understood, this life is a school of love. And as I've often said, in this school, most of us never succeed in getting much beyond kindergarten. Beyond taking those first baby steps in the way of love. And often enough, we falter, we fall, we fail. But the forgiving love of our Savior never fails, so that through His great mercy, we are in fact being changed into Christ's likeness, from glory to glory. Amen. The peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds through Christ Jesus unto life everlasting. Amen.